Hello, little friends. Today, let's explore the ancient, which is also called Chinese chess, and mysterious world of Xiangqi. Xiangqi, Chinese chess, is a product of ancient Oriental Chinese wisdom civilization, which will comprehensively enhance your wisdom and temper your will. It will help you form good habits and improve your computing skills directly. First, let's get to know the chessboard. Let's take a look at the chessboard first and tell us what you have found. Most of you have found that there were several vertical and horizontal lines on the board, which, by crossing with each other, generate many grids as well as points. Then, challenge your ability to count. Can you count out the number of horizontal and vertical lines, as well as their intersections on the chessboard, which is easier when compared with counting from 1 to 100? The chessboard is composed of 9 vertical lines and 10 horizontal lines. By crossing, they form 90 intersections. Wonderful! My little friends, have you counted the number correctly? Any other special findings? One child found a big river in the middle of the chessboard. He was learning to swim. One child found 7 little flowers. He was learning to draw. Another child found a grid shaped like Chinese character, me. He was practicing calligraphy. Then let's take a further look at the children's special findings one by one. The river on the chessboard has a special name, Chu River and Han Border, which divides the board into 2 parts. Look at the 2 pieces of chessboard divided by the Chu River and Han border. What do you find?
It divides the chessboard into 2 parts, which are exactly the same.
Wonderful, my little friends. Did you answer correctly? Why are there 7 small flowers on the chessboard? Wow! They are also divided into 2 rows. Count, how are these 7 small flowers distributed?
There are 5 in front and 2 at the back.
Wonderful! My little friends, did you answer correctly? The 5 flowers in front are military depots, which are the homes of chess pieces called pawns. Why not count it? Are there 5 pawns for each part? The 2 flowers behind are called the fort, which is the home of a chess piece called cannon. It doesn't matter if you don't understand it. We'll explain in detail in the following classes. Let's take a look at the case that is shaped like the Chinese character, me, found by the one who is practicing calligraphy. Please count with me. How many points are there in this box?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 points in total.
Wonderful, my little friends. Did you answer correctly? Let's see where it is on the board. Please count from both sides of it. Can you find anything interesting?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. From left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. From right to left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow! It is in the middle.
You are great. Its name is 9 Palaces. Why is it called so? Great! Smart children have got it. Because it has 9 points in total. As for the reason why it is called the Nine Palaces. Ha ha! I will keep it a secret. Take a break. Let's first listen to the story of the Chu River and Han border. The person in Chu River and Han border story, the story between Liu Bang and Xiang Yu. In the middle of the chessboard, the words Chu River and Han border are written as the dividing line between the red and black sides. Do you know why? This begins with the story of the battle between Xiang Yu, the overlord of the Western Chu Dynasty, and Liu Bang, the great ancestor of the Han Dynasty. Both Liu Bang and Xiang Yu wanted to be the king. A 4-year-long war was waged on both sides of the gap between Xinyang, Henan province. Both of them wanted to win, but no one made it. Therefore, they reached an agreement. Divide the land in accordance to the gap. The west of the river is the territory of Han and the east of the river is the territory of Chu. And that's the story of Chu River and Han boundary. And that's the story of Chu River and Han boundary.